I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Search and rescue responders will resume looking for a man at Lake Pueblo State Park today who went missing yesterday. Parks and Wildlife says witnesses called 911 after seeing a small boat disappear and a man in the water several yards offshore calling for help. The department is asking the public to avoid the area near the North Shore Marina while the search is underway. And the Bureau of Land Management has presented Congress with a controversial new plan to manage wild horses. Amanda Peacher reports.
The BLM says wild horse populations are much too high. The agency is offering Congress four different options. One of those plans opens the door for euthanizing some horses to keep numbers down. Another option provides financial incentives for horse adoptions, in addition to birth control for animals on public lands. Suzanne Roy is with the American Wild Horse Campaign.
Fundamentally, all four options are highly objectionable because they involve the removal of at least 50,000 wild horses from our public lands.
Roy points to an independent study by the National Academy of Sciences that shows the BLM has not used scientifically rigorous methods to estimate horse populations. In a statement, the BLM says overpopulated herds damage the landscape and are extremely costly to manage. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.